that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
I am Big Kev.
Why do they call you Big Kev?
Ooh. I am OG.
Oh look, he's got a billion toys.
I am PK.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
OG's not actually racist against many people.
There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthless.
I'm not really angry all the time.
This is Kevin destroying the Toy Beast Legends box set.
Fucking garbage! Why?
You know how I know that you're gay?
How? Because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are?
Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Well, howdy do.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
How are you gentlemen this lovely evening?
Well, we are awfully chipper for three fellas who have been absolutely burned.
Yes.
So
you're talking about too darn hot, right?
Yes. That would be partly what I'm talking about.
This
yes.
is like Africa hot. Tarzan couldn't take this kind of hot.
Thank God today's the end of this, I think. It breaks tonight.
Does it?
Yeah, and then it's like low to mid 80s for like the next at least a week or two.
I hope this is a warm winter because
after this and last winter.
Because you know how I feel about
snow.
You know how I feel about paying for heat.
So, you don't.
Know, I'm not fond of it.
Right.
So.
I do have advice. Don't read the Farmer's Almanac.
Oh,
it's bad. It's not looking pretty for this coming winter.
Here's the farmer's thing, note. Let's be honest.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about me. I'm going to pull the curtain away a little bit. I like bundling up and having lots of blankets.
Sure.
Like, I actually like that. So I can keep my house like in the 40s and I'm fine, you know.
Sure.
My dog also bundles up, so he's fine. You know, like everybody's fine in my house in those degrees, so I'm good.
Right.
You know, I just got to make sure the pipes don't freeze.
That's it. That's an important thing.
Crazy. But that's it, though.
That could be bad.
It would be bad. No could about it.
That's why we don't host the show equipment there anymore.
That's correct. That is correct.
We've eliminated that from the equation.
Yes, that would have been a studio swamp.
That's why we keep things on the second floor.
Yeah, exactly.
In this establishment.
That's right. Everything floats up.
Precautions.
That's right. No more in this world. No more. No more ground floor anything.
That's right. That's right. So, yes, we are a bit burned.
Yeah, but we'll get to that.
Well, let's name the episode. It'll be pretty apparent why in about 3, 2, 1.
And this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 387.
Indeed.
And we're calling it Farce Friday.
Oh, boy, was it.
Oh, that's a milder sort of term that I've heard for the day.
And I feel... Well, are we going to just get into it?
Do you want to just get...
I think we should get into it.
Well, I think we should say a couple of things first.
Sure.
Like, you know, if you want to reach out to us and you want to be part of the program, we have a very, very interactive community over at the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
PK dropping the ball, with a cue card.
You pointed at OG first.
You pointed
at me. I went like this.
I was ready.
No, that was me. I'm taking the hit on that one. That was all me. Call and bash me if you want.
And if you want to bash him, you can call him at the GVM line. 425-920-6050.
Yes. I didn't even see him point.
There you go.
That's how good I am.
I might choke a bitch, though. I'm just letting you know.
Don't be choking, people.
I'm ornery today.
It's the heat.
It is the heat.
It's not just the heat. It's partially the heat.
It's partially
though.
The heat.
Yeah, so let's get
it's
into
part
it.
Mustafar.
So, it's true. This past Friday, September the 4th, was Force Friday.
Yes.
So that was the big release of all the Episode 7 merchandise across the... It was the release. All that stuff was released.
When you say,
it may not be present.
When you say all, it sounds so grandiose.
All right, let's call it the first wave.
There you go. Fine.
All right.
And so everyone was completely satisfied, right?
Everyone was completely satisfied.
Yeah.
I can't even get the line out.
I'm calling it the first goodie bag of a kid's party of merchandise.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's even giving it a little too much credit. So to give the story, myself and eventually OG attended. And here's basically how – I just want to give the quick story.
Sure.
OG and I, as I've said in the past, have done all three of the Midnight Madnesses before episodes 1, 2, and 3 together.
Right.
At the same TRU. So we thought, well, this is a golden opportunity for us to do it all again for Force Friday at the same TRU that we did the other bits at. So so I went over at some point in the afternoon, I want to say around 6 or so. One of my friends was there at 1.
Right.
Another associate was there at 3. So I was technically the third person in line because at 6:30, 7 o'clock, there were still only the three of us there.
Sure.
In fact, until 11 o'clock, there were only the three of us there.
Yes.
So what was great about our Force Friday experience was the line, because we just got to hang, chat, you know, joke and have fun and good time. And we only had about 35 people in line. As opposed to other locations that had hundreds of people. So I'm happy at that aspect. So here's essentially what happens. OG texts me and he says, I'm not going to make it, right? It's too late. You know, it's late. I'm sure there's a big line, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I said, there's 6 people here or 7. There's 7 people here. And he goes, what? Bullshit. And I said, I text back, there are 7 people here. And he called, didn't you call me?
I called you.
Called me up and said, are there really 7 people there? And I'm like, hey guys, I held up my phone. How many people here? And there's 7 people, right? Yeah. And he goes, fuck it, I'm coming over. And so he came, which was great.
Right. So let me give my rationale.
Okay.
Then, all right. So
no,
historically speaking, this is a big event.
Yes.
By the time that I was would have been able to go that night,
right,
it would have been like 11:30 or so.
Sure.
So I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to be 50th in line.
Or longer.
And I'm tired as it is. I don't want to wait to get in the store.
Right.
Fuck it. When I hear there's 7 people, I'm like, I could be out of there by 12:30 if I play my cards right.
Sure.
Which turned out, I got a quarter after 12, I was out. So
yep.
I played my cards well. But so that's why.
So it's very chill. You know, a lot of people discussing a lot of things.
Yeah.
Also, you know, what's great is you have guys who have different pieces of information than you have.
Sure.
So what did we see that night? We saw the Black Series Luke Skywalker figure from episode 7.
Right.
Because somebody had found a picture of it that leaked on, or 2 pictures of it that leaked online. That was kind of awesome because that one hasn't even been announced. That's not even Wave 2. I mean, I can't imagine that's before the movie comes out at this point, because it's such a secret, even though everybody fucking knows.
And then you almost got me there with your
almost,
news.
I did. I almost got PK there because PK's big get for this event would have been the Kylo Ren Master Replica saber. Now, everything that we've heard about this saber, even the few things that were actually online about it, it looks pretty damn cool.
I've seen some pictures of it online.
Yeah.
It looks awesome.
And I'm kind of – I was kind of like, I think I might get this.
You're thinking about it. I don't blame you.
Right? So I'm texting PK, and I'm like, PK, there's nobody here. Right? There's one kid in this line who wants the saber. I'm considering getting one. I got to figure they got to have at least 4 of these.
And I had the a very rational response, which I believe was – fuck!
Yeah. Yes. That was exactly the response.
Yeah.
And so ultimately, PK, to his credit, decided not to come all the way out to where we were.
My rationale, let me go through mine, was, son of a bitch, I didn't get paid today.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's the only thing that saved me the woe that is to come in the rest of this story.
Oh, so at midnight comes, 12:01 comes, and we are...
You're skipping stuff.
What am I skipping?
So we're standing online, and I know at least one other time before I was there, but at least while I was there, at least 2 times, the manager comes out.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? And he's like got sweat dripping off his brow the first time he comes out. Literally. I'm not exaggerating. He had sweat dripping off his brow,
yeah,
and his exact words to the crowd, which was probably about 20, 25 people deep at that point,
right,
was, we finally just got done putting out all the merchandise.
Right.
It's all out. It's on the floor.
They started at 9.
Right. And we're going to explain to you where it is. And so they gave us a layout of the store. He goes back in. He comes back out maybe 10 minutes before. All right, this is how we're going to do this. We're only going to let 10 people in at a time. Yeah, to Big Kev's credit, he gave him the suggestion.
Yeah. So he comes out and he says, hey, we're going to do this the way Big Kev said we should do it, which was – they were going to let 25 people in the store at the time. There were 2 sections for merchandise. There was the Lego section.
And then the action figure aisle.
And then the action figure aisle. when I had spoken to the manager earlier, who is a fan of the show, by the way, so we want to say hello. I said to him, I said, let me get this straight. You're going to put 25 people in this aisle? I said, someone's going to get hurt. I mean, because you know how this goes. It's going to be reaching and grabbing and all. And if they have carts, I'm going to have a cart. Like, so I can just tell you right off the bat that this, I think you're heading for problematic trouble here. And he goes, you know what? You're right. What should we do? And I said, you rope it at the end, you know, at the front rather.
Right.
And you let 5, 6, 7 people in at a clip. So he comes out, as OG says, later, and he goes, okay, so we're going to do this the way Big Kev said. We're going to let, like, 20 people in the store, and we're going to let, like, 5 or 6 people in the row at a time, and that's it. You'll get your stuff, and you'll exit the other end of the row.
And then it's he says, you know, you're each allowed 3 of each item. That was your cap, 3 of each item.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. So now – you're thinking to yourself, well, what am I getting, right? And you're making the list in your head.
Yeah.
It's easy, right?
Because,
I know. And
we all have, blah, blah, blah.
Everybody's got their list. Not
checklist.
Every list.
You had that figured out last week. Yeah.
Right. And
very
few people wanted everything, right? So it seemed like it was good.
Yeah,
like
nobody
everybody wanted something specific.
Correct.
So it seemed like it wasn't going to be an issue, right?
So
you're hyping yourself up. I'm going to actually get what I want tonight, and it's going to be awesome.
I'm going to walk out of here with 3 of the thing that I need 3 of.
That's it.
And you're good.
Right?
Yeah.
So 12 o'clock rolls around.
12:01 rolls around. And it's great. You know, there's cheering. Everybody's happy. Only like 3 or 4 identified scumbag dealers are in the line.
Yeah, which is amazing.
Which is amazing.
Sure.
Because, you know, I thought for sure I'd see at least half a dozen
more,
or so that I knew, but only 3 or 4 that I actually identified as scumbag dealers.
Right.
They're at the end, though, which is great because all the fans are up front, which is awesome. So we go in.
Now, I'm 5th.
You're 5th.
Kevin is Big Kev is 4th.
Right.
3 dudes that happen to be Big Kev's friends in front of him.
It's
like a good group.
I think that bears repeating, but you were 5th.
I was 5th.
In line in an event where people can get 3 of each of their things.
Correct.
5th.
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 5th. So
all I'm going to say is I feel really bad for number 6.
So you can imagine the first 3 people in the aisle, the first 5 people in the aisle are me, OG, and my 3 friends who were 1, 2, and 3.
Yep.
Right? So we go in the aisle, we have our carts, and we are gently taking the things that we want into our cart, right? Before we even hit the middle of the aisle, already one thing that OG wants is already gone.
Which was the
Black Series Rey and BB-8.
Yep, gone.
Oh,
Jesus.
Gone. I got the last one because I was a step in front of him.
Right. I got the last First Order Stormtrooper.
Yes. Yes.
And I got the second to last Kylo Ren.
Right.
This is all Black Series, by the way.
All Black.
Correct. Okay, the 60 series.
3 3/4, there was more of, but again, there were, let's just use round numbers. There were like 35 pegs, each with at most 2 or 3 items on the peg.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you have about 35 individual pegs with 3 3/4 inch figures on.
Yeah.
With about roughly 2, possibly 3 of whatever is supposed to be on that peg on that peg.
Wow.
All the pegs were filled, but some of them literally had one piece hanging on the
right
peg. So they made it look like as best as they could with what they had.
Sure.
They were trying to, what's the expression in, I think it's in Lord of the Rings, like too much butter spread over whatever
it is,
Frodo says. And that's exactly what it was. They were trying to do their best to cover the blank spots, even if they had to hang just one figure there. Right?
Wow.
So I know that with the exception of OG's Black Series figure, I think you got everything that you wanted.
Well, the other thing that I want, they didn't even have.
What was that?
That was the 3 3/4 inch 3-pack.
Oh, with BB-8.
That had BB-8 in it.
Correct.
So now they didn't have that at all. They didn't get any.
They didn't have any of the multi-packs.
Correct.
That multi-pack line, which is the 2 packs, it's I'd say the BB-8 and the Vader and Ahsoka from Rebels were the 2 popular items in that particular line. They had none of those.
Correct. That's correct.
Right.
So I managed to get my 6-inch Kylo Ren.
Mm-hmm.
I managed to get a First Order Stormtrooper. I got a Funko BB-8.
Right.
And what else did I get? Oh, and I got the 3¾ Kylo Ren.
Right.
That was my grabs that night.
Right. I got a set of Black Series.
Right.
I got all of the 3¾ that I needed.
Right.
Which is essentially first order stuff because Army Builder. I'm only buying one of each. And we'll get to why later. Oh, I'm not Army Building.
I understand. We'll get there.
POA. And I also grabbed a few other things. Like I grabbed the interactive Stormtrooper.
Right.
So this is kind of Disney now sort of getting involved in this toy making bit. Because the interactive Stormtrooper and interactive Vader, which is voice, light, sound, and movement.
Right.
Incredible piece, by the way. Incredible. Got that. I also got the Master Yoda. It's about a 2.5 foot tall, fully interactive Yoda. Uh-huh. Now, I haven't cracked this thing yet, but people are saying it may be the best Star Wars toy like ever.
Nice.
But I haven't cracked it yet. And I also haven't decided whether I'm keeping it.
Yeah,
because it's definitely an impulse. My last impulse purchase was the Jack-specific 4-foot Darth Vader.
Right, yeah.
I was wondering if one of you guys grabbed that.
So I grabbed it. However, I didn't make it out of the store with it. Meaning I purchased it, and then 10 minutes later, I promptly returned it.
Ah.
It does have sounds. It's a great piece. At some point, I may pick it up when it goes on clearance. But the saber didn't light up, and it really bothered me that it didn't light up.
That seems a big miss on that.
Had wrist articulation, which is great, shoulder articulation, neck articulation, no articulation from the waist down, which is also okay because really
it's Vader.
It's a display piece.
Yeah, exactly. It's clearly a display piece. Has sounds in the chest, which were really good. Sounded to me like James Earl Jones. Yeah. So.
But no light up saber?
There's no light up saber. You can't throw an LED in that saber.
I couldn't.
None.
Imagine. I thought I was missing it, but I read the instructions. I looked at it, and no light up. And it's a clear red tube. It could easily be lit up.
Yeah. No.
So at $100 for a 4-foot tall Darth Vader.
That's $100?
A bargain.
Goddamn.
It was a bargain.
So,
but I returned it.
So that's what you got.
More or less. I got the Funko Pops, the ones that I wanted. I got the vehicles.
Right.
3¾ vehicles. The speeder, which is amazing, amazing piece. I got the new sort of chicken walker,
uh-huh,
where the figure rides standing up in it and not riding it because you have to provide articulation if he rides it that way. So they made it a stand-up item. I did not get Rey's speeder, although at some point I may pick that up because I really like vehicles that are single-rider vehicles for some reason. Uh-huh. I just really like them. So I may pick that up, but I didn't at this juncture. And the TIE Fighter,
right,
that everybody's complaining about.
Right.
I did not get the X-Wing, where the Poe Dameron figure does not fit in it.
Right.
Which is another criticism that we should talk about later. I did not get that one. There was – and that's it.
Do you get the Monster TIE Fighter you were aiming for? Or is this
let's talk about the Monster TIE Fighter, PK, since you brought it up. Nowhere.
Wow.
Nowhere. Not released on Force Friday. Nobody has it.
So let's go back to the problems.
Okay.
Obviously.
Which problems would you like? Do you want
I don't want to talk about problems with the product itself as far as product reviews
like
are concerned.
Quality?
Yeah, because I'm not quite ready to do full reviews on the stuff that I got at least.
Okay.
But I do think we need to talk a little bit more about the event.
Yeah.
The event, we kind of glossed over the problems, but we haven't really talked about them yet.
There wasn't a complete run of stuff, at least for most of the line.
Well,
you know, how anything was missing out of the gate it blows me the fuck away.
So here's the problem. You have two schools of thought. The big problem is that this is an event that was promoted relentlessly by these retailers, and by the manufacturer. Hasbro did a bang-up job promoting it.
And rightly so, because that's what they've done in the past.
Right. So now where are the shortcomings? Is it Hasbro didn't release enough product? Is it the stores didn't order enough product? Or is it somewhere in between?
Okay.
I suspect it's a little bit of both.
Okay. There is one piece of evidence that does lay this a little more on the doorstep of the producer and not the distributor.
I agree with it.
The retailer. And that is, and I believe it was Kmart who blew the doors off this by saying, hey, come on down for Force Friday, but just so you know, due to retailer in availability, we will not have a lot of product.
So the Kmart that's local to us, because I went on Friday morning to see if I can maybe fill in some of those holes for myself, they got, you ready? Zero Forest Friday product. They got no new Star Wars. And I got to tell you, that Kmart, make fun of it if you will, it's got a decent Star Wars selection.
It does.
I normally do very well there for Black Series figures.
That's where I found the cereal when for that episode.
There you go.
Yeah. Kmart, we should say, we've said this for years too. They've had the best exclusives, maybe till now. They've had the best exclusives, just random exclusives in the last couple of years.
Absolutely.
They had those, the Scanner Crew and and Ewok 2-packs. They had, I mean, they've had a bunch
of some really good,
really good ones. Yep. Yeah.
So they got zero product. So now you've got Toys R Us. The manager sees there's 50, 60, maybe 70 people online when all is said and done at the one we were at. And he's got to be thinking to himself, I'm a dead man in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm a dead man.
Yep.
So I don't think that Toys R Us would have undercut themselves and promoted it as heavily as they did. So that means I got to think that it's a problem with Hasbro. Here's another thing that leads me to put a little bit more blame on Hasbro's doorstep.
Okay.
Do you remember what the manager said to us while we were in the aisle and we were starting to chirp about the complaints? His words were, and this is still the first five people are in the aisle. No one else is in the store yet.
Right.
Oh, we're getting a refresh. It'll be here tomorrow morning when we open at 10 a.m.
Correct.
To which I looked at him and said, how does that help me at midnight?
Right.
I'm not coming back here at 10.
Right. And we'll so having received his stuff, OG is looking at me like, I'm out.
I'm out. I'm
and
done.
I'm like, you go, bro, because I'm like still, I'm sorting. I'm trying to decide. I'm really tossed about this Vader. You know, like I needed more time.
I had what I needed and I was pissed and I didn't want to make a scene.
Yep.
So I was like, I'm going to check out and go home and go to sleep and then bitch in the morning.
And that's where OG's day ended.
Yeah.
However, it's not where Big Kev's day ended.
No, not so much.
No. Big Kev had, first of all, the delight of trying to pay with PayPal at Toys R Us, which kept him there 25 extra minutes while he called PayPal because they denied a charge on an account with five times the amount of money in it.
Oh, Jesus.
Is it just a regular old PayPal card?
No, no, no. Just using straight up PayPal. You can do that if you sign up for the mobile PIN. Yeah. And Toys R Us is one of the dealers you can do this with, which was great for me because then I didn't have to lay out any money for Force Friday as far as I was concerned.
Until it wasn't great for you.
Well, yeah. But short of that, it did get solved. I did return the Vader 10 minutes after I bought it. And I eventually made my way to the car. We should say also Toys R Us gave out some nice handouts.
Yeah, the posters.
Really nice laminated poster.
The Lego brick is all right.
Yeah, the Lego brick was shit. I mean, you can say it. It was shit. Really?
A printed Lego brick?
You couldn't. It couldn't be a figure.
What? That's what. How could
it? That wasn't a minifig.
No, it's just
that's
a brick.
It right there.
It's
PK.
Right there behind you.
That was the Lego giveaway.
Oh, get the fuck out of here!
You couldn't have given me a Kylo Ren or a Stormtrooper.
It could have been a BB-8.
Could have been anything.
What do you do with this?
Yeah, put it on your ass.
Yeah, because that's what it's good for. So
there you go.
There was that. There was the poster, which was really nice. I thought the poster was really
nice. Very nice.
They also gave away some sort of everything that's coming out from Hasbro, kind of little poster as well.
Yeah,
you know,
useless.
Just little handout things. Yeah. But it was nice. Those were nice items.
Sure.
So once I left Toys R Us, and I was the last customer to leave Toys R Us from that location.
Right.
I then made my way to other Toys R Us's.
Right.
Right? Because according to the manager, he goes, well, most of them will be open to accommodate. They're supposed to be open till like 1 o'clock, and then it's the manager's discretion if they want to stay longer. So they really just open until they don't have any more customers to serve.
Sure.
Or they run out of stuff, apparently. So I went to another Toys R Us. I found nothing. I went to a third Toys R Us. I actually got a couple of Pops that they didn't have available at ours.
Nice.
At the one we were at. So so I did well there. They had nothing else. But they did have that. And in all my frenzy, by the way, I forgot to tell you this. I did not get a Black Series Chewbacca.
Did I? I didn't want one, though.
No, but I wanted one.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't. I just totally.
Yeah.
I had two Kylo Rens, but no Chewbacca. I don't know how that happened. Anyway, so I now just. Now it's about, I want to say it's 3:34-ish in the morning, right? I decided to go home, dump dump my stuff, kind of do some other things. Oh, I also picked up the Sphero BB-8
right
at Apple on Thursday because it was for sale before midnight.
Right.
Which was awesome, I thought. So I got that out of the way. And that was an – and that is
– That turning I think I
out, need. It's turning out to be kind of the piece.
Sure.
Of this, really. Oh, and we should also say no Force Effect sabers. That Kylo Ren saber. They we didn't
not,
say that.
Not even the other ones.
Not even the other ones.
Zero
None
sabers.
Of them. None of them. I went to a Target. Target that had already closed.
Right.
But there were people discussing things in the parking lot. So I joined their discussion, and they said, oh, well, they had gotten the remote control BB-8, which, by the way, I don't want to get into a review, but I hear is not very good.
I picture right. you showing up like Mad Max and from the long battle.
And they also had no Kylo Ren sabers,
yep.
some other things, and so on and so forth. So I also I get home. I want to say now it's 4:30 or so, right? So I dump my stuff off. I chill out for a few minutes. I have a bowl of cereal. I take a shower. I get ready because I got to work on that Friday. Sure. However, the Disney store
is open at 6 a.m.
Opens at 6 a.m. So I'm like, well, screw it. I might as well. I'm going to give complete coverage, complete experience to our listeners. So I went to the Disney store expecting to buy nothing.
Right.
However.
Yes.
I saw the die-cast figures.
I heard they're really nice.
6-inch. I'm sorry. Wow. I should have brought one with me today. I'll bring one.
What are they
week.
Called? They're called the...
The Ultimates? Yeah, I don't know what it's called. Some funky name. Yeah, I don't know what it's called. They're all sold out anyway. Yeah. They are 6-inch. They're die-cast figures. They're articulated.
It's the only actually shiny Captain Phasma you can
That
get.
You'll probably ever get. Yeah. And they're $5 more than the Black Series.
Nice.
And they look amazing.
Yeah.
Like I was comparing the Rey and BB-8 Black Series
yeah.
to the Rey and BB-8 titanium metal one, diecast one.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was pretty close. I might even edge that one a little towards the Disney one. I definitely give the edge to the Flame Trooper because in their wisdom, Hasbro didn't put one of those out, nor did they put out a Captain Phasma in Wave 1.
Right.
So the metal ones are currently what's in my
Available.
Collection.
Sure.
Yeah. Hmm. So I got four of those, and there were tons of them. And by the way, by the time 10 o'clock rolled around, that store was sold out of everything.
Right, yeah.
Because I sent Cosplay Vinny over to that store because he's contacting me once he's awake. Yeah. He's like, where should I go? I said, Disney store. By the time he got there at 10 o'clock, they had nothing.
Oh,
and they and I was alone in that store when I got there.
Sure.
And everything was at my disposal, including the lights and sound kind of 14-inch figures.
Right.
The ones we talked about like a year ago.
Yeah, they're nice.
Really good.
They're really nice.
Really good. Not a year ago. Like 6 months ago. And there were some of those that were also there from Episode 7.
Right.
They had a Kylo Ren saber.
Of course they did.
And it was pretty nice. No collapsible blade, but the blade was sculpted so that it looked all rough and like it's supposed to. So there was a lot of good stuff to see on Force Friday. But an unexpected thing happened on Force Friday.
All right.
That no one seems to be talking about.
Which is?
The 14-inch Kylo Ren figure from Disney with lights and sound.
Yes.
And lines from the movie.
Yes, I've heard some of those lines.
Well, fortunately for you, OG, I happen to have taped those lines coming off of that action figure.
Oh, nice.
And I wanted to share them because I think my predictions about this character are all correct.
All right.
Shall I?
PK?
I'm immune to the light.
You want me to pause in between each one? You had a
yeah, no,
you want to break
that's
down?
Fine. So I'm immune to the light. So, you know, again, we can speculate about
I think
what
that's
that means.
Just I think that's kind of a throwaway line.
Light side of the force.
Yeah.
He's not going to be affected by it.
Right.
Go on.
No one will stand in our way. No one.
No one
will stand in our way. It's
talking about the First Order.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or the song from the Transformers soundtrack.
You know what I've come for.
So, you know what I've come for, I think, is some relic of Vader's, and I think it's that saber.
Okay.
I think he is after that saber. That's what I think.
Either that or the helmet.
Or the helmet.
Yeah.
It's something that's important in the – well, duh.
Yeah.
But I think it's a Vader relic.
Well, when we get to the next line.
Uh-huh.
That weapon is mine.
So I think, again, I think the majority of this movie is Kylo Ren wants Vader's saber and Rey has it. why Ray has it, why Ray found it, why it was, why is it hidden in BB? I think she hides it in BB-8, I think is the speculation here. I don't understand.
You're talking about the blue saber.
The blue one, yeah.
Boyega's got.
It would be Anakin's original saber.
Right, right.
Right. I think that's what the crux of Kylo Ren's story is he wants that saber. Now, let's go on just a little bit further.
Kylo Ren's a completist.
I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
Right. So it must be he's about to – I think that's the point where he's about to get what he thinks he wants.
Sure.
Not again, not a terribly important line because we have no context. Maybe it's a vastly important line. But hold on.
Is it true? You're just a scavenger.
Now, he's clearly talking about Rey here.
Right.
Right? So my speculation here is that – I'm going to say this again. Just my broad speculation. I maintain, again, that Kylo Ren and Rey are brother and sister. They are the children of Han Solo and Leia. They are put into hiding as children, probably because of who at least their mother is and because of the turmoil in the universe, because the war hasn't really ended.
Right.
I say those children have been put into hiding by their parents. They were not raised by their parents. They were raised separately and hidden. And Kylo Ren is now aware of who his sister is. He knows how powerful he is. Maybe he can sense how powerful she potentially could be.
Right.
And he's saying to her, that's it. You're just a scavenger, a powerful creature like you could be. And you're just a, it's almost a disgust.
It's a disgust.
With the fact that she has no idea about who she is, who her grandfather was, who her uncle is, who her mother is, and so on and so forth.
Right.
I maintain that that is what is going to be revealed. That's what I think is going to happen there. And then I think there's, is there one more?
Don't be afraid. I feel it too.
I think what he's saying there is, again, it's kind of telling Rey not to be afraid of.
Just let it happen.
Now, yeah, kind of.
So here's a question I have. And
embrace
maybe
the Force. Yeah. Embrace the dark side.
But JJ says he's not a Sith.
Yeah, he doesn't have to be a Sith.
But he could still be Force sensitive. Is that what we think?
Correct. Maybe he's not
Force sensitive Sith fanboy.
No. I think he's more than Force sensitive.
Or a Force skilled.
You think he's fully embraced the dark side? He's just not Sith in terms of Sith as a religion.
No, I don't think he's
or one of the two.
You want me to tell you what I think?
Sure.
He's crazy.
Well, yeah, duh.
No, but I mean in the sense that he feels the power and the pull of the dark side like his father, like his. Not his father, his grandfather and his uncle both felt that pull towards the dark side. It happened to Luke right at the end of Jedi when he was about to, when he was going well on Vader with the lightsaber and he goes and he just stopped himself and he's like, wait a minute, I'm turning into this motherfucker. And you know that it totally engulfed Anakin in episode 3.
Of course.
Right. Here's the thing. I think he wants to be his grandfather. I think he wants to pick up where his grandfather left off, and I think he wants Rey to turn to the dark side with him.
There's a line that draws a very close parallel to lines we've heard before, too. It's actually after this one. This one's pretty straightforward.
What's this next one?
You know what I've come for.
Well, and that's kind of a throwaway.
Well, that's a repeat line.
Yeah.
I think we had that one earlier.
But this one in particular strikes a definite parallel to something we may have heard in Empire and I think in Jedi.
All right.
Together, we will destroy the Resistance and the Last Jedi.
Bam.
Right?
Yeah.
So, again, it's almost like, come with me, Rey, we can do this together kind of thing. And the Last Jedi is clearly his uncle.
Right.
Right? So, I mean, I think this kid finds out who he is, finds out who his grandfather is, and desperately wants to become him. Like, whether he feels the pull, it's easy to embrace the dark side. Yoda said it all the time.
Sure.
So it's kind of easy for him to get pulled in that direction. He kind of monkeys a saber together. Maybe he has some kind of entry-level force power, you know, kind of stuff happening. Think like, again, think Luke, episode 4. You know, and I think that's the progression we're going to see, but in reverse, you know, and they might actually bring him close to becoming good in the second movie, and then he flushes it all away. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm thinking. I think this is a complete flip of Luke, But you have the added character of Rey in here and how that's going to affect that journey as well. But I think I'm right, so that's why I wanted to get all that out now. All right.
We've noted your official prediction. Hey, he's got one more line.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. That doesn't
lie.
Work.
You lied.
I lied. No, wait, he does have one more.
Mine is an evil laugh.
Anyway.
So there you go.
I don't believe that was...
I believe it was. I believe what he's saying there is that the Tyrannosaurus will take over the land.
I believe what I'm saying is it's time for our first break.
Hey, that sounds like a good idea.
And we'll be right back with this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 387 that we're calling A Farce Friday.
Hey guys, Scanner51 here with what appears to be my last Star Wars food product review because my store no longer has any food. This is the last of it. The stuff you really can't mess up on, which is the Star Wars mac and cheese. Bought a few boxes of these. They're on sale. They're good. The little instant cups, they're fine. I give them to my kid. I eat them. I gave them to a friend's kid. He ate them. They're fine. But I suggest if you do make them, use 2% milk, not the fat-free milk. Fat-free milk is crap. 2% is less crap, but whole milk is the way to go. But I would prefer to use the 2% when making it. I spoke to the General Mills representative that comes into my store, and I made an enemy of him when I told him that his Star Wars cereal sucked. He merely scuffed at me, laughed it off, and said that it's no big deal if it sucks because somehow, some way, that stuff is selling at number 5 in the whole country. It is their 5th best-selling cereal right now after everything else they sell. That crap is selling at number 5. I don't know how. Maybe because we're dumb enough to buy anything that Star Wars says. Plaster Star Wars on it, we're going to buy anything. Okay, bye.
Build the Millennium Falcon. A one-to-one replica of the original Empire Strikes Back movie prop. Working lights and stunning interior detail. Complete with a moving ramp. Build the Millennium Falcon step by step with your comprehensive build guides, die-cast metal, and highly detailed resin parts. Call now or go online to buildmillenniumfalcon.com and get started today.
Yes, and you can get started today on your Millennium Falcon model build. An incredible Star Wars product. We've said it week after week, and we're not backing down now. And if you want to get more information or you want to get started today, you want to give their number a call.
That's 877-544-6779.
Yes, and you can get started today. We also have the Millennium Falcon contest still running, right?
We do indeed.
Mm-hmm. So we're giving you boxes 1 and 2.
Yep.
We're giving you the folio that holds all the magazines that come with each set. And we're also giving you a very extraordinarily rare rolled copy of the Millennium Falcon blueprints. Nice. Of this model, suitable for framing. So
there you go. Enter it in.
Yeah, there you go. And it's a 1:1 scale blueprint too. Awesome, yeah. Awesome thing. So yeah, definitely check that out. We'll talk more about the contest later on because we want to definitely roll into some additional news. Other things happened besides Force Friday.
Well, hold on.
We got some voicemails.
We have to address Scanner 51.
Oh, right.
With his wrap up.
Yes.
Of the Star Wars food product.
I want to start with. I don't think it's a wrap up. I don't think it's ending yet. I'm expecting to see more Star Wars food products, and I'm expecting Scanner 51 to do his due diligence and make sure that he brings that to this program.
I gotta say, he's done an excellent job thus far, providing us with fantastic content.
Yeah,
and I'm glad that the guy from GM scuffed, guffawed, and laughed at him.
That busted my ass up. I love that. I love that he's taken on the man in the process of
your cereal sucks. I see it like in Clerks with the Chulies representative. Yeah. Like just throw marshmallows at him. Just your cereal sucks.
And also the cooking advice on the 2% milk is very good advice.
It's valuable.
Keep it that. Valuable.
You know, I think Scanner 51 and I may need to have a discussion about Big Kev eats stuff.
There you go.
There's that. And also, I don't know about number 5, but after we had it here in the studio, I had a wicked number 2.
So I didn't for a week. So depending on how you look at it. Anyway.
Wicked, wicked number two.
But we can move forward with the rest of the show. Yes. Episode 387, Farce Friday.
Other things happen besides Farce Friday. What the hell?
Well, I think PK has become more learned since last week.
Oh, yes, I have. I've struggled with having time to read.
Sure.
And there's so much great material out there that I've been dying to read.
And the ability.
Well, that too. That's, that's lifelong.
Hook it on Pahonix.
Work it for me. I've been struggling to find the time to do it. And the reality hit me this week. Holy shit, dude. You have a sedentary kind of gig where you can sit there all day. You've been listening to Spotify for your entire 8-hour workday. Plug in a goddamn audiobook.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Holy shit. It was a revelation this week.
Dude, and, I would love to do that in my job.
It's unbelievable. So I put the word out on Twitter, like, hey, what's the word on audiobooks? And I got wonderful advice from folks, a couple of people that I follow. I got a litany of great stuff to look at through Audible from a friend of mine today. But the biggest recommendation, the one I'm working on right now, is The Martian.
Right, yeah.
And I don't know if that's been discussed too much on this show previously.
It hasn't, because we haven't seen a ton yet.
Only that the movie awesome. Looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
October 2nd, Matthew Damon.
And the book is stellar. It's hard sci-fi. It's, you find it under hard sci-fi genre. It's,
sure.
It's very science heavy.
Yeah.
And it's accurately science heavy.
Right.
A lot of reference to current Mars projects and whatnot. It is incredible as a book. And the person who's reading it, and I didn't write it down, and the name escapes me, but it's the only one reading it on Audible right now. He is doing a phenomenal job of performing it in addition to reading it. And
right.
it's engaging the hell out of me. The story is fantastic. His narration is tremendous. And the service is just stupid. I Audible is my audiobook source at this point. I haven't joined yet. They have a couple different services, like $15 a month. You get one book a month for $15 a month.
Wow.
You get a credit. Audiobooks ain't cheap, by the way.
No, they're more expensive than regular books.
But what helps this out is, you know, you have the one a month for $14.95, and I think there's a $22 version that gives you two books a month, which might be where I go at the rate I'm going with reading these books. We'll see. But the other thing, and what's going to put me off on that for a while, is I have a Kindle. You have a Kindle too, yes? Do both of you, I think?
I do.
I don't have a Kindle, yeah. No.
So certain titles have this whisper sync thing going on with them as well, and The Martian is one of them, where let's say you're listening to the book, as I do all day at work, and then I get home, and I don't really want to listen. I want to sit and I enjoy sitting, the act of sitting and reading, too.
Sure.
I enjoy. And you get through a little faster that way, of course. So what Whisper Sync does is you listen to it through the whole day, and you say you get as far as, I don't know, chapter 9 during the course of your work day, and then you go home, you open up your Kindle, and that sucker's where you left off.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's
amazing.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's absolutely phenomenal.
Nice touch.
I'm so thrilled I've been exposed to this tech. I'm probably way the fuck behind the times on this right now. This, I don't know how long this has been around.
Yeah, I think all of the,
it's fantastic.
I think all the tech book readers have some version of that.
Do they?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Kindle's the first I've seen.
I know iBooks does.
Because Audible is a part of
right.
of Amazon,
right. Right?
So they're all connected. So Audible right now is the only one I know of. I mean, I'll research further.
Actively, yeah, sure.
The
I'll
only
give
one
you,
that actually has this whisper sync thing.
I'll give you
on.
Another recommendation, because we're talking so much about Star Wars. Aftermath also came out.
That is on my list.
On the 4th. The events taking place immediately after Return of the Jedi.
Right, mm-hmm. yeah.
Which are, of course, canon now. So, and you do find out what happened to a few characters, and I don't want to say, but some people are going to be upset.
Uh-oh!
To go back to The Martian real quick. So the Whisper Sync
fully
thing.
Fully digestible?
Certain,
no, not that guy.
Certain titles, if you look on Amazon, if you buy it for your Kindle, there's a little click box under them if they have this Whisper Sync thing, where you can add the title to your Audible for a considerably cheaper price.
Oh.
So The Martian cost me, I think, $7.99, and I added this incredible Audible narration for $2.99 when it's normally $30.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. Highly recommend this stuff.
Cool.
Kudos to that.
That's a great idea, man. There's so many good books out right now in the sort of genre wheelhouse that we would be normally talking about on this program, and I think taking advantage of that technology is a great thing.
I might have
you'll
to
be hearing more from me
for sure.
Yeah, you'll be hearing more from me. I'm
yeah.
sure as we go along.
There's too. A slew of books coming.
There are
a slew.
All right.
What else?
We have another voicemail.
Oh my goodness gracious!
I don't want to skip over this because I think it's a good conversation. If we don't get to the news, which really, let's be honest, it's shit this week.
But it's the news.
Yeah, but it's shitty news.
Do you want to just blow through and we'll just like quick comment on them and then take the?
It's like partially digested corn kernels. You get what I'm saying?
Here's what I'm saying. You say what the headline is. Why don't we each have a comment about it and then we move on?
All right,
and then. Because you know this discussion about this last thing might be a little bit more lengthy.
Very quick. Galaxy Quest, the series, found a home at Amazon Studios. So that will be coming to Amazon in a soon next year, I think.
Are any of those people in it?
No.
See, and I still
want to. Not that we know of yet, right?
I still want to see it.
No, I think it starts from scratch and then it's more serialized like story.
So now yes. I got to get Amazon because I love that movie.
Yep.
Love it.
Kenneth Branagh to direct the Artemis Fowl movie based on the series of books, the young children's series of books. It's a passion project for him. His kids love it. He loves it. And he's going to be directing that.
Interesting.
When is it coming out?
Sometime soon.
Sometime soon. This is this year's Harry Potter.
Yeah. There was a sneak peek of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 3.
Oh.
We saw the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's what we saw.
That's what we saw.
Wow, that was exciting.
That
was news
in the flesh. Well, look, it was okay, but it's you see more of Daisy. Yeah. You see a little
bit
Daisy
more. I'm Daisy and we're the Inhumans.
Yeah, you see more action. Of the Inhumans, and it was a very short, snippet, all right. 30 seconds.
All right,
And the Flash Arrowverse, John Diggle on the show. Gets a costume in season 4. Looks kind of like what if Magneto was riding a motorcycle?
He related to Dirk?
A little bit.
What? No. So who is he?
No, I don't.
Diggle.
I don't think they're making him a character. I think they're just helping him hide his identity, which is something they joke about all the time on the show. So it's kind of cool that they're doing something.
I
just kind of question the design. Oh. There was a new Flash trailer, so we got to see Jay Garrick in the Flash trailer, as well as there was some chatter about the return of Professor Wells, Reverse Flash.
Uh-huh.
Harrison Wells will be back, but he's going to be a very different Harrison Wells than we've seen before.
Okay.
We've got other worlds. We've got other timelines. All I'm saying is he's from one of those places.
Oh, boy.
And we know that. He's going to be in Legends of Tomorrow, so he has to be around.
Okay.
And then last but not least, which might have turned me on to a new series of books, and Ken, this kind of ties into yours.
Yep, yep.
Michael Fassbender. Is going to be in a new movie called
Macbeth.
The Snowman. Snowman. Yeah.
The Snowman?
And it's based on a series of novels, the Harry Hole novels.
If you want to comment on the title of this book, give us a call at the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
I know. It's terrible.
Let it fly, folks.
It's terrible. But listen to the description. I actually want to read it because it actually sounds halfway decent.
It does sound good.
Should we play porno music during this?
No. It is November in Oslo, and the first snow of the year has fallen. Bert Becker comes home from work and praises a snowman her husband and son have made in the garden, but they haven't made a snowman. As the family stand by the sitting room window looking out in amazement at the snowman, the son notices that it is facing the house. The black eyes are staring at the window and at them. Detective Inspector Harry Hole receives an anonymous letter signed the snowman. Later, he finds an alarming common thread in all of these old disappearance cases. Married women go missing the day the first snow falls. That same night, Sylvia Peterson is fighting her way through the first snow in a forest outside of Oslo. She knows she is running for her life, but she doesn't know from whom, nor does she know what lies ahead, fortunately, et cetera, et cetera. But it sounds like an interesting series of like mystery suspense novels.
It's already ruined for me.
Because of Harry Hole?
Well, not because of Harry Hole, but because of Patton Oswalt.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole B word fat thing. And all I hear is, Bert Becker found a body in the body bag.
It's ruined for me because it sounds like a really bad B horror movie where the killer is a snowman that's come to life.
No, I think the killer builds a snowman as a snowman calling card.
It's not Jack Frost.
The snowman.
Oh, literal Kev. All right. That was the news this week. We have a voicemail. Let's play
it. Let's hear that.
Hey, guys. Frank here, CMonkey67 on Twitter. Got a question for you. It's kind of raised by something you talked about last week with. Guy was writing a new James Bond book about him being, you know, thinking he's racist or not. But what do you think about, like, an author like H.P. Lovecraft creates this whole universe and, you know, and he was a horrible racist. Does that now discount his art, or is art separate from his politics and stuff like that? All right, just a quick question. Wanted to see what you guys thought. Have a great week. Bye.
I have a simple answer for this one.
And
I think we all have the same simple answer.
And we knew when it was racist, you would have an answer for it, OG.
No, come on now. No, I've come to the conclusion that you have to be able, in often cases, you have to be able to separate the art from the artist sometimes.
Sure.
It's
not always easy.
It's not always easy.
It's a challenge.
Yep.
But it's something to strive for.
There are a lot of asshole artists in every medium of art.
Yeah.
Woody Allen.
Music, film, painting.
And going back to last week, Ian Fleming was kind of a dreadful human being himself, too.
So,
sure.
But that doesn't necessarily discount. Now there are extremes, right? Like for example, I don't care how great Hitler was at still life. I don't know that I can get behind his artwork. But Adam Baldwin, I can discount the fact that he's a right-wing nut job and still have a fondness for Jane.
Sure. Of course.
That's politics.
He didn't
massacre the Jews, sir.
Did you not just hear what I said?
Yeah, I did.
There are different levels.
I know. I'm just I appreciate you giving both examples. Yeah. This is a comedy program.
No, but I'm pointing out the levels.
No, I got you.
If Adam Baldwin had murdered all of the women involved in Gamergate, Jane would be a much more hard character to digest.
Then he'd be Adam Godwin.
There you go. Yeah. So there it is. So that's my take. You can separate the two, or I think you have to think about it, but yeah, in a lot of cases,
it's challenging depending on the case. I mean, I struggle right – like Cosby right now is
– there's a great example.
That's a tough one to look at Bill Cosby himself, to look at Fat Albert, to look at the Cosby Show and all that stuff with the same fondness, knowing what we know about him. But that said, it's talking about a criminal – sort of activity versus, say, an ideology. So I think it's easier to separate an H.P. Lovecraft from stories from his racism versus a serial rapist from his accomplishments.
I think it's also it also needs to be taken both on a personal level and on an individual level. Each person taken as its own case.
Yeah, I mean, look, we talked about this too. Was it a year ago, year and a half ago, with Orson Scott Card?
Yeah.
And Ender's Game.
Right, yep.
Now, the movie might have been shite, but the book is still an amazing book.
Right.
It sucks that Orson Scott Card is a complete and utter douchebag in real life, in my opinion. But the book is still a good book.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to discount the book. I think he still wrote a great story. So, yeah, I mean, I think you have to take it case by case.
Yep.
I think your personal beliefs and politics come into it. And
yes.
I'm gonna even go so far as to say that if you cannot separate the two, I don't necessarily fault you for that opinion either.
Sure.
I think that that's your prerogative, and certainly you have the right to that. Don't force it on me.
Right.
But you have the right to that opinion, and I support your right to have that opinion. I might not agree, but kudos to you for having that conviction.
Right. Yep. Agreed.
Cool. I think that
was a good voicemail.
That's a good talking. But thank you, Sea Monkey. I appreciate that.
Do we have – I don't know that we have anything else.
I don't think that we have anything else.
Oh, well, thankfully the wrap-up music has begun.
Well, we have things that we could talk
about. Well, there is those things.
We have to mention that the Begathon is still going on, of course. Yep.
Going strong. Yeah, definitely check out more items up for auction on eBay from at least one or two different sellers.
Yep. More going up this week, I think.
More going up.
So there's that. There is, of course, very quickly, we're throwing this out there. You may or may not see pictures with this week's episode. We're experimenting.
Yes.
We're experimenting. And I threw this out on Twitter to see what people's reactions were. And I'm asking you, the audience, to chime in as well via Twitter or GVM line or email. The pictures are going away. No matter what,
correct,
at some point. And that's out of our hands. That's a GarageBand decision.
Within the next 13 episodes.
Yeah. So it's really just a matter of how quick it happens.
Right.
And we're trying to gauge your general opinion. So be honest.
Yeah.
We're
listening. Give us your feedback at the GVM line.
That's 425-920-6050.
And we want to thank Scanner 51
yep.
and Sea Monkey
yep.
For their contributions, as well as the other. We got a lot of phone calls about Force Friday sure. experiences and so on and so forth. So we want to thank those guys
and
as
I,
well.
I'd go so far to say is if you want to share your Force Friday stories, we're not done talking about some of this product.
No.
We'll be talking about it again. So
yeah.
please call in, share your stories.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear them.
We want to hear your Force Friday stories at the GVM line.
425. 920-6050.
God damn it.
We weren't prepared to do it in
no,
the round,
I'm
sir.
Sorry. Don't forget, you could also find us online on Twitter, at BK Geek Stuff, at Geekstuff OG, and at...
KR Marlowe, M-A-R-L-O.
Yeah, Facebook.com, BK Geek Stuff. As well, you can find us on Instagram as well. I think that's it, yeah.
I think that's it, OG. And with that, we're going to bring this episode to a close, episode 387, which we called Force Friday, the way we end most episodes by saying, Troll the Respawn, Jeremy.
And on that note, we cue the music.